Bezos Hashem Yisparach, today's daf, its first halacha, will be the topic of walking with tefillin in areas that might be dirty. In America, it is not as common. However, the figure over here on daf Chav Dalet that discusses the areas that one is allowed to take one's tefillin going into a bathroom, here, Baruch Hashem, in Eretz Yisrael, it is common for people to be wearing their tefillin often. I'm recording this sitting in the old city of Yerushalayim Eir HaKodesh. There are many, many people here who wear their tefillin all day. My Rebbe, Rav Nevenzal Shlita, for years and years and years, wore his tefillin all day. Now, because of health reasons, he tends to wear it less. Tangentially, he feels that one should and maybe even has to wear tefillin during mincha, because the whole tour of wearing tefillin, of not wearing tefillin, is that one's body is not going to be clean. However, if one is davening as it is, so then why not wear tefillin? Maybe one has to in such an instance. Either way, in terms of the scope of the halacha of tefillin, where one is allowed to take one's tefillin when one is wearing, is brought out by the following halacha, which emerged from our sugya. Simen Mem Gimel Sif Hey, the Mechaber writes as following: In Ratzli Kanes the Beis Hakisei Kavua Lasos Tzrachov Cholzim Birichuk Arba Amos. The Golan Beretzua Shalon VeOlzim BiYemino VeVigdol Kineged Libo VeYizor Shalot Eretzua Yotzim Mitachas Yado Techa. As we saw on Daf Chav Dalet, both on Amud Aleph and on Amud Beis, the halacha is that one needs to take one's tefillin off when one goes to the Beis Hakisei. The Mishnah Brura comments on a case that is much more relevant and much more vague. In Sif Katan Chof of Simin Mem Dalet, he writes the following: Kofel Harama Simin Nuntes Dimutul Ikanes Bitfilin Lumevos Hamatunafos Afil Yesha Mako Matunaf. A person is allowed to go into a sullied area. However, the Ramah Mipano suggests, or Menachem Azariah suggests, Tov Lachasosa Bekova, it's better to cover it with a hat, but there isn't a chiyuf. The Magen Avraham brings a brilliant raya from our Gemara. Toward the bottom of Chav Dalet on the days, we had learned that Rabbi Avohu was reading Kriya Shema. He was walking in the street, like here, the Anshei Vatikin of Yerushalayim, and he was reading Kriya Shema, and when he came to Mevos HaMatunafos, he was silent. Then he had a question: in such a case, where should he start when he continues again? But the only thing he did was he stopped saying Kriya Shema. He did not take off his tefillin. Says the Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, Ubevadai Loi Kara Kriya Shema Beloi Tefillin Vim Kein Ham Loi Mamele Shachol Atzu Tefillin El Al Karachach Demuto Rikonez Behen Bimivuos Hamitunafos. If he didn't take off his tefillin, it's a simen that one is allowed to wear one's tefillin in an area that's dirtied, and it's quite clear, at least from the perspective of Shulchan Aruch, that mutunafos means that there was even excrement that was around. Ultimately, the Magen Avraham is not willing to be as makel as his own raya, and he concludes, Umiu yesham ad al-kopan kishiyodea shiikonez derech muvalt mutunafos lo yimichem bebeso ela bebeis hakneses. If one knows that the area that he's going to pass is a sullied area, so then the Magen Avraham suggests that one not put on one's towels and tefillin in one's house. Here in Eretz Yisrael, it's quite common. It has to be judged in Chutz La'aretz whether it's appropriate vis-a-vis Gentiles. But here in Eretz Yisrael, it's quite common, as in Hilchos Tefillin, to put on one's tefillin at home and then go to shul. Nevertheless, the Magen Avraham says it's better if it's a makom hametunaf that he's going to pass not to do that. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Chav Zayin that there were Amoraim that didn't want to put their tefillin on and go into a Beis Avodah Zarah because of Ali Kansu Divrei Kedusha B'Makom Tumah. Well, maybe one could defend and say that Gemara in Shabbos is worse. And the Ramah Mipana will say, no, there the base Avodah Zarah is a Makom Tumah. Here, when it comes to excrement, it's not Tumah, it's just an Isra of Ahoya Machanecha Kadosh. It's a violation of saying the Shem Hashem Makom Kadosh, but it's not as severe as bringing tefillin into a place of Tumah. And then the Magen Avraham says that there are some people who say that one can cover the tefillin with one's hands. The Mishnah Berurah adds that the Machzis HaShekel is of the opinion that even the Ritzuos that have the krichos ala etzba, even the area of the finger, should also be covered as well. The Mishnah Berurah then goes on and quotes the Chuvat Radvaz that says as well that the tefillin should be covered in the makomos hametunafos. Hence, the Mishnah Berurah comes out strongly on the side that in such a situation, one should put them on in the Beis HaKnesses. Our great Rebbe Rav Neman Sal Shlita, in his Aros to the Mishnah Berurah on this halacha, again, we're in Simin Mem Gimel, Sif Katan Chaf in the Mishnah Berurah, and the important Magen Avraham is Sif Katan Yud Aleph, adds that Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach Zatzal was lenient about the following common issue, and that is that even if the street does not have excrement, nevertheless, what's very common here in Israel are garbage bins where people throw their garbage, as well as inside of it is not just simply waste from meals, but as well as dirty diapers. The language of Rav Neman Sal is, Admor hitir l'avo liyad mechulos ha'ashpan nitzos berachov, mishum she'eno nechshav l'mevo'os ha'metunafos. Rav Shlomo Zalman felt it would not qualify as mevo'os ha'metunafos. Here, there isn't an elaboration why. Presumably because even if there's excrement inside, it's been covered many times over, and the odor that might be emitted from it, which is only a suffix, it doesn't only come from things that are prohibited. Hence, it could very well be that's what's behind this sock to be lenient. So what will come out is if one knows that one is passing prohibited excrement, so then one should not go with one's tefillin, passing by what we would call a garbage area would not be problematic. I did see that there is a greater elaboration of the psak that Rav Neman Sal here says from Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo in Perek Esrim Alocha Aleph, where Rav Shlomo Zalman does say that if it's an area where the smell accumulates and there is a very bad odor that is often emits from this area, then in such a case, it could very well qualify as a makom ha-metunaf, that it would be at least prohibited to daven and learn over there, and yesh lodun, that it could very well be that it would be prohibited as well to walk with tefillin. However, if it's an area that is cleaned out relatively often, and I think his lashon is ulam pachei ashba shebechovot bizmanenu kimon shasim l'tzrokon kemat bechol yom. If it's cleaned almost every day, so then in such a case, and as well, he adds a slur that we have mentioned. It's often put into closed bags, so then in such a case, it does not have a din of graf sherei. One more point before we conclude: when we talk about excrement, one needs to verify. But in Shulchan Aruch, we are lenient in Simin Ayin Tes Siv Dalit, that Soas Kelev, that the excrement of a dog, which is a very common obstacle from our days, that I remember in New York, that is the most common type of tsoa that appears in the street, especially in places where people aren't careful to curb after their dog. Instead of going after large soda bottles, Mayor Bloomberg should go after those who don't curb their dogs, but in those cases, it could very well be still that would not have a din tsoa, because the Mechaber Paskins in Simin Ayin Tes Siv Dalid, tsoas kelev v'chazir im nasim b'hem oros, if they're used to make hides, machikimem kimot tsoas mitzoas adam, then they're considered like tsoas adam. Vin lav dinim kedin tsoas shah b'hem achai v'ok she'ein tsoach laharchik b'hem im. If they don't have a reach ra,
which they have a slight reach, if I recall, but not a strong odor. So if one distances oneself from it, it could be with the affirmation, with greater rabbanim, it could be that that would not have the din of tzoah.
Hence, walking with one's tefillin in such a place would not be problematic. The second topic, Be'ezer Hashem, is a topic that we are often involved in and we act in a particular way, but we haven't really often thought it through, and maybe just to give a little bit of background for the halachos might be helpful. We learn on Chavdalet Amin Aleph, the Mishnah in the second parak of Chala, which discusses that a woman sitting, even if she's not dressed, will be able to be mafrish chala. Now, of course, the sugya was discussing in terms of the halachos of erva, which we've alluded to in the past, and Be'ez Hashem in the future, we could discuss some of these halachos. That's not the topic for today. The topic is standing for mitzvot and birchas hamitzvah. This Mishnah, Mifureshes, seems to go against a cryptic sentence in the Rush, which becomes part of the basics, the 101 of the halachos of Asiyas HaMitzvah. In one of the last lines in all Maseches Pesachim, in Simin Mem Be'Aleph, in Perek Arvei Pesachim, the Rush concludes the halachos of Sfiras HaOmer with the following line. V'chim mevarachim, when we make a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer, mevarachim mu'umad, it should be done standing, v'tana rabbanan, bakomel, bakoma, the Torah tells us, hachel harmesh bakoma, in the beginning of the planting season. Now bakoma means when the wheat has already been standing up. And what I mean by the beginning is the beginning of, I wasn't accurate when I described the season, we meant by the harvesting season. And that's when the wheat is standing up. Tacha rispa, you should begin counting. And the Rosh quotes a Tana Rabbanan, lo tikri bekama ela bekuma. That Chazal darshin that one should do it standing. You should do the mitzvah standing. Hence, the bracha and Sfiras HaOmer should be done standing. This finds its way into Shulchan Aruch in many different ways. The Mechaber and Simin Tav Pei Tetzif Aleph, when quoting Sfiras HaOmer, V'tzarech Lispar Momot, one needs to count Sfiras HaOmer standing. This is based on this Rush. In the Hagos of the Hagri Bachrach, under the Rush, he points out that there is a flag on the play, if you will, illegal move by the Ber Agola in his comment to the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Ber Agola says, Harash b'sol psachem mi b'raisa to the kamel tachel, he says that it's a b'raisa. Point out the grib, the Agola's grib, there's no b'raisa. And he argues that there was a mistake in the transmission of the Rush, that the Rosh Etevos, Ditan Rabbanan, Dalid, Tav, Reish, is an error, and really, the correct letter should be, Desamchuhu Rabbanan, that it was a Kabbalah, and he proved that the Kesef Mishnah, in Hilchos Midin Mesaltin, does not claim that this is express price, but rather, Samchu Rabbanan, Asmechu Akra, writes the Kesef Mishnah, Perek Zayin, Midin Mesaltin, that this was a mnemonic that was used to remember this halachic phenomenon that one is supposed to stand during Asiyas HaMitzvahs. If you'll notice, most people are careful when they do a mitzvah that they're standing. It is because of the expansion of this possibly smichas chachamim to the pasuk mehachel chavesh bakoma to other mitzvot. For example, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, in Simin Tav Kuf Pei Hei, the mechaber says tzarech litkol ameumad comments the taz dechsiv yom tura yelachem v'yafina milachem degabe omer, and we learn the lachem from Omer. And Omer needs to be done standing. standing. So this becomes the makar for one to need to stand during shofar on Rosh Hashanah. If you take a look, the post can discuss, based on the Magen Avraham and Sif Katan Aleph, that it's not clear whether only the one who's blowing has to stand, or the one who's hearing as well has to be standing also. Because at the end of the day, we do have what's called the tkios, the miyushav, which literally means the kios that one sits through. Either way, here is another example of where this source by Tzvi Talmer becomes a makar for other mitzvahs as well. This also finds itself in Hilchos Tzitzis as well. The Mechaber in Simin Ches, Sif Aleph writes, Yis'atef b'tzitzis v'yvarech m'umad. One should wrap oneself in tzitzis and make a bracha standing. The Ber Agra claims that there is a Yerushalmi as well that says that brachos need to be said standing, ayin sham. However, if you look at many of the notes of Kalim, they again make reference to this halacha of Sfiras HaOmer and begin to discuss the relationship between Sfiras HaOmer and Talis. This is known as the Prima Gadim comments of Mishpat Zalzot, Sifkat and Aleph, as Asas, Omer, Tzitzis, and Tkia. Now we return to our Gemara with a basic question. Comes along the Magen Avraham and the Gemara asks, but our Gemara, Brachos Chavdalad Amid Aleph, as well as the Mishnah in Challah, expressly states that a woman could be mafrish challah when sinning. And we see that there's no caveat that l'chatchila is supposed to be done standing. The Magen Avraham gives one answer, and the Vilna Gaon gives another answer, and those two answers will have profound nafkaminas l'halacha. The Magen Avraham's answer is challah is a different type of mitzvah. Challah is what we call in Lamdusha terminology a matir. It's not a mitzvah kiyumis that a person is supposed to be mafresh challah, even though Revitzin Kanievsky, Allah Shalom, used to make hafreshes challah a whole event, and she felt that there was a tremendous skula based on Ma'amar Chazal, as taught by her father and her husband. Nevertheless, at the end of the day, Hafrash Haskala is a matir. Since it's a matir, then what does it need to stand up? However, a kiyum, like tzitzis, like shofar, like omer, so then in such a case, a person needs to stand. The Vilna Gaon within the sugya of Chala, which we cannot get into right now, totally rejects the Magen Avraham's opinion, his Teirutz, and he says, Ein lahem shachar, and he asks a strong kasha on the Magen Avraham, which clearly one could also formulate what the Magen Avraham's response would be, but either way, the Gra rejects this Magen Avraham and suggests a different approach. The Gra suggests there is absolutely no source that the bracha has to be done standing. The mitzvah has to be done standing. Is that so? According to the Gra, it seems that the woman would make the bracha sitting because of libora ta'erva, and then do the mitzvah as per required to be stood. And it could very well be, and this requires more analysis, see the Prima Gadim, that l'chatchila every mitzvah, whether a matir or a mitzvah kiyumis, is supposed to be done standing. The big nafka mina between the Magen Avraham and the Gra is the following. Does every birchas hamitzvah that's a birchas kiyumis need to be done l'chatchila standing or not? According to the Magen Avraham, if it's a mitzvah kiyumis, it would seem that the answer is yes. According to the Vilna Gaon, the answer is no. However, from the Vilna Gaon is mashma that when one is doing a mitzvah, then we have this cryptic drasha, which the Prima Gadim finds a Zohar for this as well, that says that l'chatchila one is supposed to stand. Hence, we have the background. Obviously, we need to now go through many, many mitzvahs, but we have the background for the halachos of standing by mitzvahs.